We bring in Mark Torresani, new addition to Brett Bielema's staff at the University of Arkansas. He will be the Director of Football Operations. Mark, thanks for joining us on Overtime.
Hey, glad to be here. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good. Did we pronounce your name correctly?
You did.
Well, that's one thing we've been worried about with Coach Bielema and everybody calling him Coach B. We're just going to call you Coach T.
That works.
Mark, talk about the move to Arkansas for you and why leave Wisconsin and come to Arkansas with Brett Bielema.
Obviously, I had a great 7 years here. We've had a lot of success, but, you know, Coach is the one who hired me in. I've worked with him, started on his staff 7 years ago. I was the third operations assistant and moved on up 2 years into it, and then eventually was promoted into the position I hold now, and just he's always been loyal to me. It was kind of a no-brainer once he took the position. A little bit of a whirlwind there for a couple days, but there wasn't a whole lot of holding me back from going with him, to be honest. I know the passion the fans have down there, obviously SEC football, there's a lot of excitement there, so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
Mark, talk a little bit about your past and what you have done over the last few years and where you've been coaching. I saw somewhere that you spent a little time with the Seattle Seahawks, and, you know, what all things have helped you to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I actually played baseball in college. I played football in high school. Played a couple different sports. But once I got a taste of the football operations stuff out in Seattle, I was kind of hooked. Was lucky enough to catch on here in kind of like an internship type role, and it's grown each year, a little bit more responsibility here and there. Coach has put a lot of trust in me, and I've kind of grown along with him. Just taking it day by day, taking in, learned from some great people in administration here. Kind of become a passion of mine, and obviously we work some long hours, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Mark, talk about, for those that don't understand, what a football operations director does. They just see your picture in the program or in the media guide that they get as part of their donations to the Razorback Foundation, but what exactly does your job entail?
Sure. I think the easiest way to sum it up is our job is to allow the coaches to coach and allow the players to focus on playing. Just being that in-between line of communication to the players, keeping them on task, for the coaches handling all the little headaches off the field so that they can concentrate on the X's, O's, and to get their business handled. We handle most of the logistics, team budget, meals, flights, you know, hotels, buses, scheduling. Just recently I've kind of started to dabble in some of the scheduling of the games, things like that. But generally speaking, it's basically for us to allow the players to focus on their stuff, their studies, so that they don't have things taken away from the game.
What does Coach Bielema like to do as far as when you go on a road trip? I know that some of the coaches I had like to stay about 45 minutes away because they kind of like the bus ride over, and then some coaches like to stay 5 minutes away where they can just get to the stadium as quick as possible.
Yeah, I think it depends on which towns you're going to. Obviously, you like it to be as consistent as you can when you're at home versus on the road. Here in Madison, we're about less than a five-minute trip into the stadium. It's a quick jaunt. So when we go on the road, we typically try and get hotels that are as close as possible. But it's across the board. You know, depending on where you're going, you're going to sometimes have a half-hour, 45-minute ride. I'm sure the SEC's got some long rides there. I've got to reach out and do my research there, but Coach is pretty detailed. He likes to be pretty consistent in everything that we do on the road. We try and make everything similar to what it is at home so the guys are in their comfort zone.
Well, the good thing is when you go to the play either Mississippi State or Ole Miss, you're going to stay in Tupelo, and they're both about the same distance.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to have to let me know if Mississippi State has a 3-star hotel down there.
All right, we'll communicate.
Mark, obviously you're going to be moving down to Arkansas. I guess you're not going to miss the winters up there in Wisconsin.
No, not at all. We're actually bracing for 12 to 18 inches here over the next 2 days. So they're actually talking about canceling, shutting down campus tomorrow. So it'll be interesting with finals going on. But no, I'll get this last dose of the snow and then on down south I go.
Talk about Brett Bielema and the type of coach and person that he is for those of us that haven't really gotten to know him that well yet.
Sure. I mean, he treats his support staff extremely well. I'd say he's more of a player's coach. Obviously, he can grind them when he needs to, but he's, you know, he's not going to crack the whip unless he has to. He puts trust in his players, and you know, when the time's right, he'll jump them a little bit. But he's certainly going to recruit the right kind of athlete to represent the University of Arkansas. You know, the guys are going to be smart, tough, dependable. He's very, very cautious on who he brings into the program. Obviously, you're going to need a certain caliber of athlete, but I think he doesn't believe in rules too much. He feels like he set up too many rules are there to be broken. I think he puts a lot of trust in his players, and you know, depending on the situation, he's pretty easygoing for the most part.
Mark, 15 days ago when he had that team meeting, were you involved? Were you in that team meeting when he was telling the team that he was going to leave and take the job at Arkansas?
Actually, no, I was out in L.A. In 7 years, that might have been the only team meeting I've missed. I was out in L.A. Getting prepared to start the Rose Bowl preparation, so I missed that one, but did get a lot of feedback on folks that were there. I know it was tough for him to do, but I was told he handled it very well, and it was pretty well received from the guys.
And how have some of the players reacted since you're around them every day and you're back there getting ready for the Rose Bowl? How have the players reacted to the fact that he's not going to be there, that he is going to Arkansas?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody loves transition, but they've been really positive, to be honest with you. I mean, they understand it's a business and a business move, and Coach did a lot of great things here, so the guys are appreciative of that. And had a lot of them reach out for his new contact information. I know, you know, there's a few guys that were upset because, you know, they did a lot of good things together, and I'm sure they had hoped to have him around longer, but for the most part, it's been very, very positive.
Mark, thanks for your time joining us here today on Overtime. I know your time's valuable and you're getting ready for the Rose Bowl, but we look forward to meeting you in person when you get down to Fayetteville.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks a lot.